it's another episode of Table Talks with Francis, and it has been a while. It has been a while. Kamusta? Kamusta kayong lahat? I am so, so sorry for those people who are asking and waiting sa pagre-release ng episode na to. Sorry, medyo natagalan. Sorry if I'm not able to record for the past month, I guess, or more than a month, because a lot of things happened in my family, in my personal life, and work, so I was not really able to sit down and, you know, focus about my podcast for a while. But yeah, hoping na sana masustain ko this time, because I promised myself to record at least twice a month, and sana masustain ko na siya this time. Getting the hang of it naman sa pagbabalance lang oras, but yeah, lately nagkaroon ako ng issues with that. But yun, thank you sa mga tao na nag-aabang, thank you sa mga taong nag-check regarding the episodes or mga topics na pag-uusapan. I really appreciate those people who are asking talaga, na alam mo yun, nakakapagpa-boost sila ng energy ko to do this more. So yeah, I just wanna ask, kamusta kayong lahat? Kamusta? Since I'm having hard time or struggles for the past month, I was not able to focus on myself, and I am too occupied of my responsibilities as an adult. And as you know, work requires 9 hours of your time, and after that I also have some errands to do for the day. And then all of a sudden I realized na sobrang focus ko sa ibang bagay, I forgot how to focus on myself and how to take care of my well-being. And that's the thing that I want to share with you guys today. My learnings regarding self-care and how important self-care is. Pag kasi narinig mo yung self-care, unang pumapasok sa isipan natin is pampering time or me time. Yes, it helps for your emotional and mental self-care, but it's more than that, and it's not just that. Self-care is a term to describe everything you do good for your mental, physical, emotional being. It starts from the simple acts such as hindi pag-check ng phone mo sa gabi, pag matutulog ka, to booking your travel alone because you know that it will help you calm your mind. So, yung mga ganong bagay. And, you know, I realized na self-care is really important for us because it encourages us to maintain a healthy relationship with ourselves and also transmit, you know, good feelings to others. Of course, you cannot give what you don't have. So, yan yung always na mindset ko. You cannot give what you don't have. So, if you are, let's say, struggling with self-care, how will you be able to take care of other people kung sa sarili mo hindi mo ma-apply yung adequate self-care? So, of course, pag ganun yung nangyayari, again, we're burnt out dahil napupush tayo, napuforce tayo magbigay ng mga bagay sa ibang tao na wala naman sa atin. So, it will end up, you know, being exhausted sa lahat ng situation mo. And not just for other people, it also applies to your work. If you don't get enough sleep, then how would you be able to do your work, right? And paano mo magagawa yung mga task mo sa araw na yon if you don't get enough sleep, if you didn't take care of yourself for that day? So that's how important self-care is. It's really paying attention to your well-being. Well-being is also categorized as mental, physical, and emotional, also spiritual health. So, these are just some tips for self-care to improve your well-being. So first, you have to pay attention to your physical health. So, syempre, it's the core part of our self-care. The body and mind have a unique connection kasi. So, if your physical body is good, then of course, you know, your mental health will also be affected. And vice versa, if you're having, let's say, anxiety, if you're having doubts about yourself, it will also affect your physical body. But most of the time, our physical body do the work. Research has shown that regular exercise increases the level of serotonin in our body, significantly in improving our mood and energy. So, ang alam ko, in terms of serotonin's, banana. You can actually eat a banana and it will increase your happy mood sa katawan. So, whenever I feel na parang wala ako sa mood. Kumakain ako ng saging. Someone actually said that to me. A friend of mine. Na kapag, you know, gusto mong tumaas yung happy level mood mo. Ganon. Yun yung kinakain ko. So, yeah. Banana. Also, make sure to drink a lot of water. Fluids. Aaminin ko, hindi ako mainom sa tubig. And I have a lot of complication in terms of, you know, acidity, ano pa ba, constipation kapag hindi ako mainom sa tubig. So, yeah. Those things yung, alam mo yun, makakapagpa good mood sa atin. And not just the mood, it's also with our physical health. Gawin natin. I am really guilty. Alam yan ng mga kaibigan ko. Alam yan ng mga closest friends ko na lagi ako umiinom ng kape and that triggers my gastritis. So, alam mo yun, hindi ko matigilan but as much as possible, I remind myself na kapag ininom ko to, magsasuffer ako sa acidity or sa gastritis. But yeah, those things, those simple things, will help us take care of our physical body. Tip number two, getting enough sleep. So, before, I used to take sleeping pills pa para makatulog ako. And, guys, that's so exhausting. Yung tipo na gusto mong makatulog pero hindi ka makatulog ng maayos or kapag natutulog ako before, makakaidip siguro ako ng mga 2 or 3 hours and that's it. So I have to take sleeping pills pa just to regulate my sleep and just for me to sleep early or para antukin ako agad. So ayun, kapag kulang ka sa tulog, alam mo yun, lahat ng anxieties nandiyan na. You tend to think more. You also have an issue na rin sa physical health. Nagtitrigger yung constipation ko nun because kulang ako sa tulog. And also, I feel like so dehydrated kapag kulang ako sa tulog. So there, sleep expert says na yung adults daw need to sleep at least 6 to 8 hours a day so that our body can rejuvenate or can be refreshed. So, kung hindi ka umaabot ng 6 hours a day, then maraming complications na yun sa katawan if you do that in the long run. So, make sure to get enough sleep. And, di ba, kapag nakakatulog tayo na maayos, our mood is always good and feeling mo energetic ka for that day. So, yeah, get enough sleep. Ngayon, I am glad na nakakatulog ako ng maayos lately. Tagal ko nang hindi nagtitake ng sleeping pills. Don't worry guys, it was prescribed by a doctor. So, alam ko yung brand and yung dosage ng sleeping pills for me in order for me to get enough sleep. So yun. What I would recommend is to really sleep at least 6 to 8 hours for a day para makapag-rejuvenate yung katawan. And yeah, number 3, I would also advise you to eat healthily. Ngayon, hindi ako masyadong kumakain ng carbs, but I make sure na kumakain naman ako ng protein and also vegetables. I'm not into fruits, so hindi ako talaga kumakain ng prutas madalas. But I make sure to take vitamin C para sa immune system ko. Eating healthy is not just vegetables and all that. Alam mo yun, kaya mo rin namang kumain ng masasarap na pagkain as long as your body is good with it. I know that nasabi ko na to sa previous episode, but one of the tips that I can give for self-care is really identifying what matters to you or the things that matters to you the most. It may seem easy, pero sobrang challenging niya to practice. You need to really ask yourself tough questions to identify the things that matter to you. For example, yung mga priorities mo, kung ano yung mga non-negotiables mo. Alam mo yun? Really identifying and setting aside yung mga bagay na sa tingin mo magagawa mo naman ng hindi agad-agad. Diba? So, there, prioritizing is one of the things that we can do to help ourselves and to take care of ourselves. Diba? And your answers to those questions sa sarili mo will determine how you approach people, how you approach yourself, and spend time talaga with yourself would be one of the best things na maibibigay mo sa sarili mo. And if you keep on practicing that, then it will also reflect sa mga taong kinakasama mo or mga taong nakakausap mo, and they would know that you're taking yourself well. Hindi masamang unahin yung sarili mo, because at the end of the day, ikaw pa din yung magbe-benefit nun eh. Ikaw pa din yung maapektuhan, ikaw pa din yung, alam mo yun, ikaw pa din yung magdi-deal ng mga shits mo sa buhay. So, you really have to find time for yourself, to assess yourself, and to check yourself if you're still doing okay, and what are the things that you need to do in the future for you to become in, you know, in a good and stable situation. So, yeah. And lastly, changing of your mindset with a thankful one is really good for your self-care. Too often, we focus on the negatives while showing little, very little appreciation for the beauty that's all around us. It happens kapag kakagaling mo lang sa breakup, kapag may problema yung pamilya, kapag meron kang nakaalitang kaibigan, or naaalala mo how badly you were hurt by this person. So, we tend to forget all the amazing things na nangyayari sa paligid natin. Also, yung mga lessons na nakuha natin, nakakalimutan natin yun, because again, we're focused on the negative side. Diba? So, it's best to practice being thankful, to practice gratitude every day. Cherish the good memories, cherish the lessons, cherish those people who are concerned, who are checking up on you from time to time. Diba? Appreciate the little things. Minsan kasi hindi yan sa how grand the thing or the happening is. It's most of the time with the little things, with the little appreciation, with the little thank you, yung mga ganung bagay na hindi mo, alam mo yun, hindi mo na-expect na marinig. So, that's one of the things that I would practice being thankful pa din sa gitna ng mga uno. So people have been asking me kung paano ko siya nakakayanan. Yung mga nangyari sa akin before, yung mga mabibigat na nangyari sa buhay namin before. Actually, to be honest, nakayanan ko siya because I think about what I have rather than what I don't have, or mas na-appreciate ko yung mga bagay na nasa akin kesa sa mga bagay na wala ako. And that's something na hindi naiintindihan ng iba, because they keep on ranting, they keep on developing this kind of attitude na kapag wala ako nito, kukunin ko to. I mean, if I want it, I would get it, diba? But that's not always the case. Sometimes you have to let go of the things na hindi naman para sa'yo and just focus on the things na nandyan. Focus on the things na, alam mo yun, binigay sa'yo. Binigay sa'yo because deserve mo. Binigay sa'yo because kaya mo. So, just be thankful for those people na sinusuportahan ka, na nandyan pa rin hanggang ngayon. Be thankful sa trabaho. Be thankful sa pamilya. Be thankful sa financial stability mo na meron ka ngayon, because other people are struggling to have that kind of situation na meron ka ngayon. So, I'm not really comparing, or I'm not saying na hindi mahalaga yung struggles mo before, but you're blessed more than others. So, yeah, yun lang. Sa episode na to, yun lang yung ma-share ko for now. Because I don't really have plan to record in a while. Pero I think this podcast, this episode will actually help those people who needs to hear it. And hopefully there are some people who will hear it na makaka-relate, you know, sa mga nangyari and realizations ko for the past month. So, yeah, I'm hoping to hear from you guys. Still, my Anchor app is active. Message me if you want to talk about something. Feel free to chat me in the Anchor app. And yeah, mag-usap tayo dun. And thank you for those people who are listening right now. And as always, have a nice day.